What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Uncensored Podcast. Today, we're going to get into the final reveal of the 12-team college football playoff bracket. And this whole system all year was a surprise, the first time it's ever been done like this since retiring the 4-team playoff. And so, let's get into it. So, coming in at number one... Coming at number one, the Big Ten champions, the Oregon Ducks, they will get the number one seed and a first round bye. At number two, the Georgia Bulldogs, the SEC champions, who beat Texas in a thrilling game in overtime. And they definitely have a legit shot to win it all, even though they've looked shaky this year. Carson Beck has not looked what he was advertised to be, and they'll face the winner of Indiana or Notre Dame, which that's a toss-up game as its own, but we'll get to that later. And then next, you have Boise State with Heisman hopeful Ashton Jeanty, who has rushed for over 2,000 yards this year and leads college football in rushing touchdowns. And they're going to go as far as Ashton Jeanty takes them. It's how they've been all year. They're the winners of the Mountain West Conference, coming in with one loss. And that was early in the year by 3 points to the number one team in the country, the Oregon Ducks. And the final bye goes to Arizona State. The winners of the Big 12 were a shock because they were picked last to finish dead last in the Big 12 this year. So to see them, the Big 12 champions, in the playoff, that's a really good sight to see for their program. So congrats to the Arizona State. Oh, their name. But, and now we have our first round matchup between Texas and Clemson. And this is going to be a really good game, I feel like. Cade Klubnik going back to face his old team, the Texas Longhorns. Clemson, they looked very up and down this year. They've looked very good at times. Then they've looked like a team that should not be in the playoffs. Specifically that game against Louisville, where Louisville went in to Death Valley, won a night game in Death Valley for the first time in a decade. And they have some good wins, though. I mean, they beat SMU in the conference championship to get into the playoffs. And so I think that's going to be a really good game. But Texas, they have the roster. They've got all the talent in the world. Now, one thing, I said this on Twitter a couple weeks ago, because everyone was hating on Indiana, saying that Indiana doesn't have a good strength of record or strength of schedule. Well, Texas doesn't really either. They didn't have any great wins this year, in all honesty. Like, did they have a lot of talent? Yes. However, the strength of record was not there. They were playing some mediocre SEC teams that did not finish the year well. So Texas is the 5 seed and Clemson in the 12 seed. And in your other second round matchup, you have the Tennessee Volunteers going up to Columbus to face the Ohio State Buckeyes. And so Ohio State lost to Michigan in a shocking game. Michigan took it to them, ran the ball really well for a 13-10 win. Depending on the weather, this will be a really interesting game to see how Tennessee does that. Because Tennessee has played all year in the warmer weather teams. And this is going to be a big test for them to go up to the horseshoe in a raucous Ohio State environment to see if they can get it done. But with Josh Heupel and Nico at quarterback, I'm going to give him a good shot. But this is also really big for Ryan Day, because he lost to Michigan again, and they lost to Oregon earlier in the year. That's their one of their two losses. So, and the winner of this game actually faces Oregon. So will Ohio State get a chance to get back at them and do what they were supposed to do all year? And that was make a run to the national championship game. And so our third semifinal is featuring a team whose first year in their conference, they went on a crazy run, went undefeated in conference play, and that is the Mustangs of SMU. They were undefeated in conference play in the ACC this year. Their first year in the ACC, makes the championship game, gave Clemson all they could handle, but fell just short on a 56-yard field goal that was the dagger of that game. And so SMU, after much controversy, gets into the playoff where they will go up to State College to take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. And this, like Ryan Day in Ohio State, this is a really big game for Penn State because James Franklin has had this notion on him, and it's a fair notion that he cannot win the big game. And so with SMU going to Happy Valley in a whiteout game, it's going to be a really, really interesting thing to see how that shakes out. Because SMU is a very explosive offense. But again, they haven't really gone to cold environments like that either. So we'll see how that shakes out. But then I think Penn State's got all the pressure on them in the world. Because if you go back a couple years ago, they were honestly one of the reasons I feel like this 12 team was made. Because they would always be right there at the very end, but they would lose to Ohio State and Michigan, the higher-ups of the Big Ten. And even in 2016, they beat Ohio State, they won the Big Ten championship, but were left out of the college football playoff that year. And so I think this is going to be a really big game for Penn State with all that pressure on them to get that coveted first playoff win. And then next is the battle for Indiana, a team that was not supposed to do much this year, but ended up here in the 10 slot, is your Indiana Hoosiers, who were undefeated most of the year before losing to Ohio State. A close competitive game at halftime. Then Ohio State just pulled away from them. But I think they could give Notre Dame a good test. The winner of this game, the winner of the last matchup, SMU-Penn State, they will face Boise State in one of the bowl games. And so Indiana will play Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish. They got to go to South Bend. And whatever happens in this game, Indiana had a great season. But I think it's going to be a really good game, though. Notre Dame has a really good offense. Other than their one early season stutter against Northern Illinois, they've looked really good this year. I mean, haven't lost a game since. They don't play in a conference. They're an independent still. But here they are sitting at number 7. Well, there was one team I did not say in the 12 I just named, and that would be the Alabama Crimson Tide. They missed the 12-team playoff after going 9-3. And this was a big topic yesterday, the fact that SMU got in over Alabama. And here's my take. My take is that you cannot penalize a team for making their conference championship game. You just can't do it. You can't say, because the goal in every conference is to win the conference championship. So to go in there, you can't hold that against them. They were a one-loss team to a really good BYU team that was in the top 25 all year. I mean, you just can't penalize. And then, what about Alabama? Their losses. They lost to Vanderbilt. Oh, 6-win team. They lost to Tennessee. They're a playoff team. So So we'll excuse that one. That was a really good game that Tennessee came out of. So that's not a bad loss by any means. But then, a couple weeks ago, they went down to Oklahoma to play the Sooners. The Sooners have been struggling all year, making quarterback changes. Jackson Arnold had been benched a couple times. But they got ran out the building. They lost by 21 to a 6-win Oklahoma team. I'm sorry, you can't lose by 21 to a Oklahoma team who has been struggling mightily this year and expect to get into the playoff. It can't happen like that. And I think the committee made a statement that just because Alabama is the big brand, the hierarchy of college football, that's not going to get you into the playoff. You have to go out there and win the games. Now look, do they play in the SEC that is better? Yes. But when you are still losing to the lower teams in your conference, that has to mean something. You can't just lose to these lower teams that aren't doing as good. Like, well, Vandy was good at the time, yes, but look at how they finished. Not too good. So, that's with the whole Alabama thing. I don't think they deserve to get in. You should never be able to get in off your name and brand. I think the committee did a really good job off that. And so, now we're going to predict each game and just see what happens. So, and the first game will be Clemson versus Texas. I have Texas winning. I mean, Clemson, I think, is going to make this a game. Dabo Sweeney is a very good head coach who knows what he's doing. He got his team back to the playoff for the seventh time. But I think Texas is just the more talented team. I think that's going to win them this game, is the talent they have just all around. So I have Texas and Arizona State in the quarterfinals. And then probably the best game of all the semifinal or all the first round is Tennessee, Ohio State. And in this game, honestly, I think this is a big toss-up because Ohio State has not looked like themselves this year at times, especially against Michigan. They tried to be a team they weren't. Like, they tried to run the football, and that's not who they were. Like, Ohio State had the best wide receiver room in the country, or a very talented one, Jeremiah Smith, and Emeka Ibuka. All these guys that are going to be NFL draft picks. And they decided to play into Michigan's hands. And that's what lost them this game. I think Ohio State's going to win this game. But don't be surprised if Tennessee pulls off an upset here in the horseshoe. Because, again, Ohio State has had some problems in big games. And people don't want to talk about it. But it is true. But I'm going to take Ohio State to move on to the quarterfinals against the Oregon Ducks. Next, we have SMU and Penn State. It's been a really good season for SMU. But I think this is where their season's going to end at Happy Valley. That's just such a tough place to go in and win a game. And I think Penn State's the better team. They're built for this. And I think that Penn State has been tested against better competition. And they have all the pressure on them in this game. SMU really doesn't have much pressure. Like, if they win, that's great for their program. But then again, no one's going to be, like, crazy upset if SMU doesn't win this game. For Penn State and James Franklin, they have to win this game. This is a must-win for James Franklin to kind of shut up all the haters that are talking bad about him not being able to win the big game. And then another one, the last of the first round games, Indiana versus Notre Dame. And Indiana, I think their dream season is going to continue. As good as I think Notre Dame is, I think that Indiana is going to win the battle because I think Indiana has been disrespected all year, and they're going to use that disrespect going into this game, and they're just going to take it to Penn State. They're not going to let Penn State's name, their brand, get to them. And I think they're going to pull off an upset. They're going to go into South Bend and win that game. Give me the Indiana Hoosiers to win that game. So we have, in our first quarterfinal, we have the Texas Longhorns and Arizona State. So Arizona State seems to be coming off a rest. However, I'm sorry, Arizona State. The Big 12 is not known for defense. And I think that you're going to have to score a lot of points with that Texas offense. And Texas has a really good defensive front. That front seven is legit. So I'm going to have to take the Texas Longhorns to get back to the semifinals, defeating Arizona State, ending a really good run for that Arizona State program that was picked to finish dead last in the Big 12 this year. And now we have a rematch of one of the games of the year this year between the Oregon Ducks and the Buckeyes. Is it really hard to beat a team twice? It absolutely is. However, I think Oregon has only gotten better this year. And I think Dan Lanning is one of the best coaches in the country. Oregon's been the top team in the country all year. They've probably been the most consistent team in the country all year. And that's what's going to win you games is consistency. And even though that they struggle early in the year, yes. But with the transfer portal now, you have all these guys that never played with each other before. They're going to need to develop chemistry with each other. So I think that Oregon has hit their stride. I think they're going to take Ohio State down and advance to the semifinals against Texas. Now we have Penn State versus SMU. Another big game. And give me Boise State. I think Ashton Jeanty is going to run through Penn State like he has been all year against every team. Every team has been trying to load the box against him to stop him from rushing. But it doesn't matter what level of competition you're up against. The fact that you're running for 200 yards in every single game almost, that's crazy. And why should it stop there against a Penn State team who's gotten the ball run against them? I just think that Boise, behind Ashton Jeanty, they know what they are. They know their formula. But what's Penn State exactly? What's Penn State's formula? And I think the lights are going to get too bright for Penn State, to be honest, because a team that has nothing to lose. Obviously, Boise wants to win this game, advance further on. But no one's going to look at it as, oh, Boise State lost. What a butt. Like, no one thought Boise State was going to make it to where they are now. A bye in the college football playoff. So give me Boise State to take it to Penn State and win that game. And then we have Indiana and Georgia. I'm sorry, Indiana fans, but the season is going to die out here against a really good Georgia team who, if Carson Beck shows up, like he did in the second half against Tech, where he was clutch, making all the throws he needed to, they will win that game. I think there is going to be too much to handle for Indiana, who's had a great year. But I have Georgia in that game. And now our semifinals. The number one seed, Oregon Ducks, taking on number five, Texas Longhorns. This is going to be the game of talent. Two of the three most talented teams in the country facing off on the same field. There will be so many NFL draft picks from these two teams down the road with years to come. But right now, I'm going to take the Oregon Ducks. Because I think Dan Lanning has had a chip on his shoulder all year. He was pissed last year that they couldn't get the job done against Washington, the Pac-12 championship. Give me the Oregon Ducks. I just think they've been the model of consistency. Texas has been really good, but then again, they've had some games where they have not looked consistent either. And that matters. Consistency matters. And I know they're not facing Georgia again this year, like in this game, but I just think that they're the better team. They've been the best team, like I said, all year long. So I think it's going to be a really good game, but give me the Oregon Ducks to make it to the national championship. Then our semifinals, Boise State versus Georgia. Give me the Georgia Bulldogs. The meme machine in the red and black is going to keep it going. I think they have what it takes to stop Ashton Jeanty, or at least contain Ashton Jeanty, better than anyone else. They have the defense. But don't be surprised. I'm telling you this right now. If you watch the tape of the Georgia Tech game, what did Tech do? They ran the ball. They controlled the clock. If they can do that against Georgia, I really think that they'll be able to win that game. Do I think they will? No. I think Georgia is going to win that game. But don't be surprised if Boise State shocks the world. So then, national championship, number one and the number two seed are going to meet up in this game. And give me the Oregon Ducks from the Big Ten. I think it's just been their year. I don't think there's a team in the country that's been better than them, more consistent than them. And I think that they have one of the best coaches for this day and age in this generation. He can play all the recruiting games, but he's probably the best motivator in college football. He's a really good coach. And I love Dan Lanning. And I think that's what's going to put Oregon over the top, led by Heisman hopeful Dylan Gabriel and all those weapons on the receiving room they have. I think it's going to be a really, really good game. But I think Oregon takes it all. But here's another thing I want to talk about, is the structure of the college football playoff right now. So I don't believe that if you win your conference championship, you should get a first-round bye. The whole goal of this is to put the 12 best teams in. So what I would do to fix that is you do it like the NCAA tournament. You win, so like the top five conference, or like the top five conference winners, right? So the top four get byes, and then next would get in, right? No. They all get automatic bids into the college football playoff. They all make it, right? However, it all comes down to their actual ranking. So if it happened like that, your seeds would go as listed. Number one, Oregon. Number two, Georgia. Number three, Texas. And number four, Penn State. And I think that's the best model for them, because I'm sorry, but Boise State and Arizona State shouldn't be getting first-round byes, because competition level has to matter at some point. So I think that would be a really good way to fix it, is to let all those five get in. They'll get into the playoff, but the rankings, where they're actually ranked, is where their seeding spot will be. Because not all conference championships or all conferences are built the same. So I think the conference winner should all get in, but not buys. And we actually have some breaking news now. Our top four Heisman finalists have been announced. Dylan Gabriel from Oregon. Travis Hunter, Colorado. Ashton Chenty, Boise State. And Cam Ward from Miami are your 2024 Heisman candidates, your top four. And personally, I believe Ashton Chenty should win the award. Travis Hunter, what he's been doing is incredible. But if you really look at it, on the back end of his defense, he's been an average corner. Receiving, he's been great. But snaps aren't a stat. Just because you play a lot should not be a stat. Like in the NBA, just because you play 48 minutes doesn't make you the MVP of the league. It shouldn't make you the Heisman. And I just think what Ashton's done this year has not been seen since like Barry Sanders was in college. But if I believe Travis Hunter will get it, but I think Ashton should get it. Thank you for listening, and this has been the Uncensored Podcast College Football Playoff Review.